Hi, stranger. You look pretty cute. Are you here with anybody? I'm here with you now, huh? That's a cute line. I bet you use that line with all the girls. Well, I wanted to come over and say hi. Because you caught my eye. From where I was sitting, I saw you glancing at me a couple of times when I walked in. You locked eyes with me, and I could see your breath catch slightly. And then you looked away. What's wrong? Don't be surprised. Really? You didn't think I noticed? Of course I did. Sometimes those things happen. You shouldn't be shy, cutie. Plus, I'm talking to you out of anyone else in this bar. Aren't I? So, aren't you going to order me a drink? Something sweet, please. I can't stand tasting the actual alcohol. Is that weird? I don't know. I just like feeling the buzz come slowly. I like building up that feeling until the next thing you know, you're completely drunk. I love sweet drinks in general. Nothing feels better than waking up after a night of drinking and brewing up a hot mocha for breakfast. It's such a warm and fuzzy feeling. And it wakes you up pretty quickly. Didn't you know coffee is a cure for hangovers? I swear, it works. I remember one time, I was so drunk that I was actually stumbling every couple of feet on my way home. I had to take a break a couple of times because I couldn't walk straight. No, my house wasn't that far. Maybe 10 minutes walking? Hey, don't laugh at me. I was really drunk, okay? I made it home at least. I'm glad that you think this is so funny. Are you saying you've never done anything ridiculous while you were drunk? Oh? You have, huh? Tell me about it. Don't be embarrassed. Just tell me. Everyone does something dumb when they're drunk. It's like a natural response. I'm pretty sure that's the whole point of alcohol. To make you drop your guard and act stupid. Ooh, it was when you talked to the prettiest girl in the bar. I'm guessing you talked to a lot of girls at bars then, huh? You mean me? You can't just say that to me like that. That's so embarrassing. Oh, you're so cheesy. Anyway, the weather has been pretty cold recently, hasn't it? I'm surprised. It usually is pretty sunny here, but the last couple of weeks have been dark. I wonder who pissed off the weather gods. It's like the sun is hiding from something. Speaking of which, did you hear about the disappearances recently? Men from around the city has been reported missing. And no one has any idea what's happening. If you ask me, it's probably the work of DeVille. You don't know who Deville is. She's the spawn of Lucifer. I heard she lures men to hell and enslaves them forever. No, it's not a rumor. I'm serious. If you hear about her, just be careful. She's really, really dangerous. Promise to stay away from her, okay? Okay. Good. Hey, it looks like it's getting late. Do you... never mind. Oh, are you heading out too? That's great. I mean, walking out together. Let's go. God, I had so much fun talking to you. It felt like we talked for hours. Anyways, I'm really glad that I caught your eye. It's not every day that you find someone who you really connect with, you know? Even if it was just for a moment. Huh. Hey, where are you going? Are you just going to leave? Oh, well, I thought that maybe we could, like hang out or something. Maybe go to my place? I totally understand if you don't want to. I wouldn't be able to live with myself if I didn't ask. I've been craving to ask you ever since I saw you. The what if would have killed me. To constantly think, what if I would have went with him that night? I'm sorry, I'm a blabbering mess. Don't listen to me. I'm so sorry to bother you like this. Oh, what? You would like to go with me? Really? Oh, that's, that would be amazing. I would like that a lot, actually. Let's go then. I live just around the corner. This is me. Not the fanciest of places, but it is home. I may have had just a little too much to drink, but I really need to taste you. Just like I expected. To the bed. I want to straddle you. Do you like feeling me rubbing myself against you like this? Myself against your hips. Does my ass feel nice in your hands? Sneaky little thing. Unfortunately, Your hands are going to be up here, above your head, against the headboard. I will tie your hands so you can't do anything sneaky to me, just to be safe. Are you confused, having your hands tied above your head? You shouldn't be. I just need something from you. I just really need something. I just need your need it so badly, baby. No. No. No, you don't understand. I need it. I need it to survive. The truth is, I'm a succubus, dear. And a ravenous one at that. I have waited long enough. I knew I had to have you from the first moment that I saw you. You radiated this allure, this intoxicating scent. I can barely contain myself. I just want to taste you. To feed off of your arousal. I just want your cum. Your energy. Your cock. That's so bad. Doesn't that sound like something that wouldn't feel so good? I promise to make you feel good. After all, I need to get your cum out somehow. It tastes so much when it's given willingly. Look at my lips. How soft and pretty they are. How I press them against your ear and against your neck. My hot breath warming your skin and leaving you breathless for imagine how these lips would look and feel around your cock. I can tell you're aching for me already, baby. Don't you want me to suck you? To see me get lower on your body and kiss the tip? Do you want to see your sensitive cock disappear into my mouth as I look up at you? Sliding in long, deep strokes up and down your shaft. The softness of my lips massaging and wrapping around you like a warm embrace. How my tongue would dance around your cock, letting you feel how wet and hot it is. The way it flicks around the tip and causes you to shudder. where you're most sensitive, right? Or does it make your body tremble when I circle my tongue all the way around your cock? Or maybe you're imagining how my wet, hot, and tight pussy would feel around you. How it would squeeze you, almost as if I'm trying to keep you there, trapped in me forever. The hottest, tightest place you've ever felt your cock. Almost as if I was shaped exactly for you. Stroke your throbbing member inside of me. I'm getting so horny thinking about you, baby. Don't you want me? Imagine me sitting on your cock, moving my hips in a rhythm that makes you just want to explode inside me. I squeeze you and stroke you. My witness making it easier to move inside of me. Wouldn't you want that? Yeah. You want me, baby? Even though you now know what I am. What I truly am. Do you still want me? I know I tricked you here, and I have you tied up, but I really needed you. I have been starving myself for days, and when I saw you, I knew that you were the one. You want me too? Really? That makes me so happy. I didn't think you would. I thought you would run away as soon as I told you the truth. So I tied you up. I just didn't want you to leave me when I told you. So I thought that I would make you listen to me, and then let you go. When I've explained everything. Oh, fuck. Right. I shouldn't tie you. What? What? You don't want me to untie you? You like it like this, huh? So kinky. Oh. I can totally play with you, baby. We will have so much fun. But I really need you to come for me. I am famished. I need to taste your cock. Let me just... Baby, you have such a beautiful cock. It looks delicious. I just need to take you in my mouth. Mm. need you deeper in my mouth. I need your fucking gum. Your cock feels so fucking good in my mouth. Can you feel my mouth water for you? I love the way you thrust your hips up into my mouth. Fuck, you're so desperate to come, aren't you? From you to get the energy to fuck your fucking brains out later. So give it to me. Give it to me. Come for me. Come down my little throat as I suck every last drop from you. Come for me. Really intoxicating. Your cum. I need more. I need your cum. Look at how wet I am for you. My pussy wants to drain your cock too. Feeling my velvet lips slide inch by inch down your shaft. Yes. Fuck me. Please, fuck me. Tie your hands so you can grab my hips. Oh my god. You're pounding into me so hard. fuck. I'm dripping down your cock, baby. Can you feel me squeezing you? I want to drain your cum inside me. I'm so close. I'm so close, baby. I need your cum, but if a sucker puts, if I come on you, then you will end up being mine forever. That means you would only ever be able to fuck me. Keep pounding me like this. Exactly what I needed. Please give me every drop. Let me have it all, baby. Here, come. I really needed it. don't know how I would have made it through the week if you didn't give it to me. You're mine forever now. Are you okay with that? Did you mean it when you agreed to be mine? All of your cum is mine now. Completely mine.